This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases. He said in the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local body elections like panchayats and municipalities will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. The minister informed that the government has also approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus Orbiter mission to give a boost to the country's science and technology sector. The Cabinet has approved a mission to Venus, named Venus Orbiter Mission for Scientific Exploration and for Better Understanding of Venus's Atmosphere. The Union Minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. The Cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Centre of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of 50.65% has been recorded up to 3 p.m. in the first phase of assembly polls today. The maximum voting percentage among the 16 assembly segments in the Kashmir Valley was recorded in Pahalgam assembly constituency at 58.89%. The lowest 32.87% voting was recorded in the Thral assembly segment. In Jammu division, the maximum voter turnout was recorded in Indarwal assembly constituency of Kishtwar district with 72.2% of voting. The Kishtwar assembly constituency recorded 67.58% and Pardo Nagseni recorded 71.08% voting up to 3 p.m. The polls are being held for the first time since the abrogation of Article 370. The first phase of polling is underway in 24 constituencies spread over 7 districts of the Union Territory. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today unveiled the party's manifesto ahead of the Haryana Assembly elections. Announcing the guarantees at the party headquarters in New Delhi today, Mr. Kharge said 7 promises will be fulfilled after the formation of the Congress government in the state. He announced to provide legal guarantee of minimum support price to farmers and 300 units of electricity to every family. He also announced that 2 lakh recruitments will be done and the old pension scheme will be restored. Mr. Kharge also announced a cost survey and to raise the creamy layer limit to 10 lakh rupees. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar gave a clarion call for transformation and collective action to save the planet for future generations. Addressing the valedictory session of the Reinvest Global Meet at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today, the Vice President said it is the responsibility of every individual to contribute for the conservation of the planet in order to ensure that we pass on the worthy, habitable planet to our future generations. Director of Vikram Sarabhai Space Centre, Dr. S. Urnikrishnan Nair, has informed that ISRO is getting ready for the first unmanned mission under Gaganyaan program. Speaking on the sidelines of the 8th Bengaluru Space Expo in Bengaluru today, he informed media persons that the orbital module for the unmanned mission is getting ready and will soon be shifted to Sriharikota. The first unmanned mission is scheduled later this year. Under Gaganyaan program, ISRO will conduct 3 unmanned test flights before the final manned mission. Dr. Unnikrishnan also said ISRO will work on the space station to be realized by 2035 and also Chandrayaan 4 that will have the capacity to land on the moon, collect samples and return back to Earth. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 in Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gregoria Tunjung in the first round of the women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.